About 600 years before Christ, God's people were enslaved by the Babylonians, and they were held in captivity. And after about 50 years or so of being in captivity, God sent them a prophet to announce to them they would be about to be set free. That is the joyous prophetic message that we hear in the first reading today. And their release will be no less spectacular than the release from slavery in Egypt. And as spectacular as the release from Egypt or the return home from Babylon from captivity was, it doesn't compare to what takes place in the gospel. In fact, according to St. Augustine, what happens in the gospel is greater than the very creation of the world. In the gospel, the woman is caught in adultery, a condemnable offense. The penalty is death. There is no hope. Enter Jesus, who stands between her and those who want to condemn her. And like the first reading, which he releases the people from captivity, he is about to release her from her captivity of sin. Instead of condemning her and putting her to death, he is offering forgiveness. Fewer words have been pronounced that have produced more joy in the world than the ones the Lord pronounced. Your sins are forgiven. To have the guilt, shame, burden, and weight lifted, forgiven, and wiped away, to be set free, is indeed greater than the whole creation of the world. To die and to be alive again, to have another chance at life. In the gospel, the Pharisees were trying to trap Jesus. They brought him the question of what to do with her so as to discredit him. If he says to let her go, he would be accused of breaking the law of Moses. If he says stone her, he would lose his reputation for being merciful to sinners. The Lord, though, seeing all hearts, seeing our intentions, does something unexpected. He doesn't answer their question, but has them answer it. He starts writing on the ground. The literal meaning in Scripture of what he's doing is he's writing down a record against someone. Quite possibly, he wrote their sins on the ground. Then he says, okay, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. They can all see their own sins written on the ground. And beginning with the eldest, they drop their stones and walk away. Our Lord is saying in this action, look, we all sin. No one is sinless. There were only two that ever were. We all need God's love and mercy. Our Lord is offering that love and mercy to all. Will we receive it or deny it? Those same words our Lord pronounced to the woman are pronounced to us in the sacrament of reconciliation. It is Jesus standing in between us and the devil who wants to accuse us, to drag us down, to weigh us down with guilt. And our Lord says, your sins are forgiven, offering us mercy, peace, and forgiveness. One of my favorite pictures of confession is a picture of the priest hearing a confession, and behind the priest is Christ. And as the priest raises his hand, Christ raises his hand. As the priest pronounces the beautiful words, I absolve you from your sins, Christ's hand drips with blood. His blood shed upon the cross washes us clean. He died for our sins. That power is expressed in this great sacrament of confession. So lose all your reservations about this great sacrament of mercy. Some may think, well, the priests will know me. You take heart. One, we really do get the grace to forget what we hear. It does us no good to even try and remember everyone's baggage. But the priest can never come up to you again and bring up that sin or ask you, hey, Patty, how are you doing with that sin? Confession for a priest is like a father knowing the mistakes of his children. He sees them hurt themselves and runs out to them and picks them up, mends their wounds, and sets them on their way to try again. A father is there to heal, not condemn. Has it been a long time since you've been to confession? St. Faustina says, you have even more right to the mercy of God. Don't let anything hold you back. There is nothing that can't be forgiven. The sin and the gospel deserve death. And the Lord came to shower us with his love and mercy and say, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. Go try again. The loving Father wishes to run out to you and embrace you like the prodigal son. He is constantly looking for his children and picking them up. He never stops, not seven times, but seven times, 70 times, an infinite amount. He keeps on trying and forgiving. So run to the font of mercy and be free. What happened to the woman after in the gospel? Perhaps she was like the woman at the well, who went and told everyone. She was full of joy. She became a disciple of this man of mercy. God gives us the grace to live life full of joy, not death. To live life in freedom, not slavery to sin. He picks us up after we have fallen, like a father who picks us up after we hurt ourselves, bandages us up, and kisses us, and sends us out again. So come to confession and experience the loving and merciful Father. Experience what is even greater than the creation of the whole world with these words, I absolve you from your sins. Go and sin no more and live again.